to my saving King. Hallelujah. I am not my own. You are in control. Hallelujah. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. No matter what price I pay, I choose to give this life away. I make a vow, my life will always honor Christ, whether I live or die. I belong to Him, He bore my sin. I owe this life to my saving King. Hallelujah. I am not my own. You are in control. Hallelujah. Oh, for me to matter what, no matter what, oh, Christ, I fear. I choose to give this life away.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. And we give you glory for this wonderful opportunity to be here. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to take absolute control over this service. Talk to our heart, touch our lives, and may our lives never be the same again after today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles to John chapter 15, verse 12-14. John chapter 15, verse 12-14. Hallelujah. We want to enjoy the teaching on the great salvation that Jesus offers us. Hallelujah. Because you will be surprised to know that so many Christians do not understand salvation. So we're going to talk about this great salvation that Jesus offers us. John chapter 15, verse 12-14. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. And then we'll see how God has loved us. Greater love had no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. Greater love had no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Amen. So if we have greater love, then we'll have lesser love. Is that not so? And we'll have standard love. And we'll have ordinary love. Hallelujah. If we have greater love, then we'll have lesser, ordinary, and standard. Amen. Which ones are the ordinary? Which ones are the standard? Which ones are the greater? And which ones are the what? Lesser. And these, which ones are normal love? So, we want to talk about seven things you should know about the greater love. Seven things you should know about the greater love. And as we go on these powerful times of evangelism, times of multiplication, powerful times that we are going to show our love to the world, it is important that we understand what we are doing, what we have, what we are giving. Hallelujah. Peter and John, they say, silver and gold have we none, but such as I have, such as we have. We have something. Hallelujah. We have something which is more than silver and gold. Amen. So, one of the things you know about the greater love is that there are different kinds of love. Because if we have greater love, it means definitely that there are different kinds of love. Amen. Except that the greater love will be the greatest. Hallelujah. But there are different kinds of love. And Jesus' love is the greatest. There are different kinds of love. And Jesus' love is the greatest. Hallelujah. Jesus' love is the greatest. How do we know that? 1 John 3:1. 1 John 3:1 says that, behold, concerning Jesus' love, behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. So the greater love is the love of Jesus. Amen. is the love of Jesus. And that love of Jesus, Bible says that it is God who has shown us that love by calling us His sons. And if you look through Bible, you see that we were not qualified, or we are not qualified to be called His sons. Nothing that we do or will ever do will make us qualified in that sense to be called His sons. But out of His love for us, hallelujah, out of His love for us, He has qualified us to be called His sons. That's why I would say, what manner of love? What love is this? What love is this? Amen. If we read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. Ephesians 2, 4 to 5. Let's read it together. And I'm taking the scriptures from this book, The Greater Love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's a book you need to read, especially for this month of evangelism. And then another book I recommend is How to Be Born Again and Avoid Hell. And then 150 Reasons Why You Should Be Born Again. You must be born again. That's Tell Them. It's also very, very, very important. You see, these three books, very important for soul winning. So it's good to read these books so you know what to tell them. Amen. And also so that you also understand what you are doing. Amen. And even for your own self, to appreciate your salvation. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith He loved us. Now, what is this great love? Even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ, by grace are ye saved. So even when we were dead in sins, God loved us. The Bible says He has quickened us with Christ, even when we're dead in sins. And this is the great love. Do you get it? Often, you will love when the person is okay. The person has no problems. And if you got to know that there was any bad thing or any problem with the person, you will not go on with the marriage or the relationship. But Bible says that for God, even when we're dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ, His Son. He put us together with His Son because of His great love. Hallelujah. And then when you read 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. 1 John 4, 16 to 17. It says that, and we have known and believed the love that God had loved us, or the love that God had to us. Now, do people know and believe the love that God had loved us or had for us, including Christians? Including Christians. You get it? We have known and believed the love that God had to us. And this is John speaking. He said, this is John speaking. But we Christians nowadays, I don't think we can go around saying, a lot of Christians cannot go around saying that we have known the love that God loved us. Because we don't know. We don't know. And that's why we can't give it to anybody. We don't know that love. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. You see, so we have boldness in the day of judgment when we love like the love God has loved us. Do you get it? And finally, one more verse. It says, Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. We want to know about the greater love. And so it means that there are several kinds of love, different kinds of love. But Jesus' love is greater than them all. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 31 verse 3. The Lord had appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. I think there's a song that says that, Thou hast loved me with an everlasting love. Thou hast loved me with your loving kindness. There's a song like that. Amen. Yea, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee. With loving kindness, I have drawn thee. So this is the love of God. This is the greater love. It surpasses every other love. Hallelujah. It surpasses every other love. It surpasses the love of your beloved. You know, sometimes when you think you are in love, and some people, they think they are in love, and a young girl is in love with a young brother, and the young brother comes to you one day, and he says that, oh, I cannot love you again. I cannot love you again. Hallelujah. There's a story Bishop tells of a young girl who had a beloved. And this beloved would not concentrate on her because he had another person he was looking at. So he wasn't concentrating on her. Bishop, that the young girl was disturbed. She was unhappy. So she thought that, oh, the whole world had come to an end. Her whole world has come to an end. But as she went to see her pastor, and the pastor told her that it's okay. You see, the pastor told her, it's okay. God will give you another person. And the person wouldn't believe it. And so that's how it is. And when your beloved leaves, she's like, oh, the whole world has come to an end. The whole world has come to an end. But as she was told, don't worry. God will give you another person. She went home, she cried everything. But another time, this same girl was crying. Her pastor met her and asked her, how is it? How is it? Also, I've got a new beloved. And he said, how is your new beloved? So, he's better than the first one. He's better than the first one. He said, I didn't know that I could be happy like that. I didn't know that I could be happy like that because it was like, I thought that was all. So to that lady, to this young girl, she has experienced, at least in relation to the first one, she has experienced a greater love. But this one cannot even be like the love of Jesus. But in relation to the first one, she has experienced a greater love. So some of you in a relationship and it's like, oh, the brother is misbehaving and all those things. Don't cry. Don't kill yourself. Well, woman, I'm going to drink poison and die because the boy has left me. Hey! You're going to drink poison and die. For this small love. Hey! But there's a greater love for you. One day, he will tell her that because of this boy, I almost killed myself. But look at me. Now look at the love that I have. Look at the brother who is working with me. Look at some gentleman that I have. Hey! So you experience a greater love in that sense. Amen. So it's love, isn't it? It's love. And there are several women who have gone through that before, and even men. Men who have gone through before. Amen. Now, there's another kind of love called the love of the brothers. But the love of Jesus is greater than the love of brothers. Hallelujah. The love of Jesus is greater than the love of brothers. Hebrews 13:1 says, let brotherly love continue. Hey. Love of brothers. 1 Peter 1:22. Saying ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. So there's loving one another. Love of the brethren or love of brethren, brothers. Hallelujah. But there is a greater love than this. And Jesus' love is also greater than the love of brothers. If you see siblings, siblings exhibit brotherly love, sibling love. But you could see that some families can have fights. Brother against brother. Brother against sister. Sister against brother. You would think that they didn't come from the same womb. When you get to, they were from the same loins and the same womb, you get surprised. You are their brothers, brothers. And they'll be quarreling. They'll be fighting each other. So that is when you get to know that, and especially when it comes to division of inheritance. Recently, I think the Singapore president, yes, he publicly came to apologize of a property. He was fighting with his family over a property that the father left them. And he had to publicly apologize to the world. Because I think the whole thing went, became some way. They were family. But their property made their family feud an international one. It took an international dimension. Hey, you let some father die and leave a land to twins. Even twins. And they didn't put a proper document on it. You see the problems that will come. That is when you get to know that, look, there is a love that is greater than brotherly love. Hallelujah. There's a love that is greater than brotherly love. In fact, when you look, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, he said that, see, you have proven yourself being the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. And see that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. And yet, when it comes to sometimes, you will see that's not easy. There's a story of a brother in a church who was diagnosed of needing a kidney transplant. And you know, kidneys, you have two. And all the two functions. But if one doesn't function, one functions, you could still live. So that is why sometimes you could donate one kidney to a brother or someone who needs one. Even recently, I watched a film, and the whole film was about some syndicate who were kidnapping people, and they would take their kidneys. And it's an international trade. I think it's a very wide trade. Yeah. And when they take it, they will not, if they don't want you to die, they leave you somewhere. I think they leave you somewhere so you don't die. Then when you are rescued, you go with your one kidney like that. You guys, so they will take one and leave one. So that's what people do. But this brother in the church needed a kidney transplant. So the whole church was praying for him because he was in the hospital. And they said if he doesn't have the kidney transplant, he will die. So they were all praying. They needed, so they read, this is not a prayer matter. It's about donation. It's about donation, it's not a prayer matter. You see, we pray about everything. Sometimes we have to act on it, then we are praying about it. You see, and I think before they do it, they have to take your blood and everything. So, they prayed. And after that, the pastor said, okay, now, somebody in the church will donate this or a kidney. Like you are sitting here like that. And as somebody who should lend their kidney to a brother who is not well. Nobody talked. Everybody was quiet. Say, hey, if I donate one, and I'm left with only one. So if that one stops functioning, what do I do? Because you know, a plane can fly with one engine. If a plane is flying, they have two engines. But so that one engine can fail, and the other engine can fly the plane. But if you are flying, you have only one. It's not the same as flying with two. Because you will think that if one fails, or if an eagle enters even one, and you know that one can take you a bit further. But one is already dead as you are going. So I think everybody was thinking that, we are all young people in the church. Meanwhile, they say they love brotherly love. Brotherly love. So at the end, the pastor said that, okay, since nobody is volunteering, you're going to take a feather and blow. Whoever the feathers will settle on, that person will donate his or her kidney. Hey! Come and see people whose mouth became fast.
People were blowing wind. So I think the way the congregation was blowing the wind, the thing came toward the pastor. The thing came toward the pastor. The pastor started running away like that. The pastor was running away to congregation. Hey! When the thing said to the pastor, I said, oh, we have to keep praying for the brother. He didn't go and do it. Meanwhile, they say they love the brother. But greater love, is even prepared to give his life. If greater love is prepared to give it, now what about kidney? What is kidney? One, and one will work. He was ready, Jesus was ready to give his life for us. Amen. That is why we need to go there and talk to them about greater love. Because they don't know that there is a love that's greater than this. When we finish, you realize that is why Jesus will say that if you follow him, you don't hate your brother, your father, your mother, this, and even your own self. Because see, all those who claim they love you, you'll get to there is a love that is greater than all this. So you better choose to follow that love more than any other love. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Then you see that the love of Jesus is greater than the love of women. Hey, mother of all love. The mother of all love. The love of women. Many songs have been made and written about the love of women. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Let's make love tonight. Lay your troubles on my shoulders. Hey! A lot of love songs about the love of women. When they go to disco, even when they listen to radio, so many love songs, even in the church, when you're going to get married, they have some songs they sing only for the lovers and the love of for the woman. The man has got a woman. He loves him. He loves her. She loves him. Wow. 2 Samuel 1:26. The love of women. It has trapped, killed, destroyed, and brought happiness to many people. Hey! It has brought down mighty men and women. Hey! Destroyed organizations. But it has also brought life and love. Maybe 25%. Amen. 2 Samuel 1:26. I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. This is David speaking to Jonathan. Listen. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. Wow. So they recognize that there's something called the love of women. And when the young men are in love, they will not sleep. I remember when I was and is, but when I was in love. Hey! I will visit my beloved every time. Because that's the love of women. And sometimes when your beloved does something small, you can't sleep. Hey! Look, some of you students, you don't learn when you fall in love. You don't learn when you fall in love. Instead of going for you go for lectures and you and the woman come and sit in your room. You talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. By the time you go for lectures, you are falling asleep. Every time they take your picture in the lecture hall, you are asleep. And you are doing midnight calls. They are here, midnight calls. These small boys. They will be doing midnight calls. Those who have had the experience of love of women, by night they have stopped calling, they have asked, they are asleep. Because experience in the love of women, by 8 o'clock, he has finished, he has started. There's even no call. You have sorted every trap. Oh, if your lamb goes out for work and she hasn't come, mommy should come home. That's what you say. That's what you say. Mommy should come home. So if you there, the person left at 6. 8 o'clock, she hasn't come. You won't even come home when you're in a relationship. Hey! You just, oh, no, no, I know, and this is my final bye. Oh, my final. Oh, I just want you to know that I love you. I just, now the person was 6 a.m. This is why they say experienced love of women. Hey. But it's not good. Yeah, love of women is good. You have to do your midnight calls. Amen. But it says that thy love to me was wonderful. Passing. The love of women. It means that, look, a brother can love you more than a love of women. You get it? Say amen. Genesis chapter 29, verse 18 to 20. Still on the love of women. Hey! People can sign checks without thinking. Because of love of women. Meanwhile, the same people come to church and they have to sign check, they won't sign. For the greater love, they won't do. When they travel, they will buy things for their girlfriends. Hey! You see, I don't know why you have one woman, which is your love. Then you get a girlfriend. Meanwhile, they are all women. So why do you now think that this one is different from this one? And they rather buy things for this one. That's the love of women. Is it not one woman you also have in your house? It's not the same woman. But you think that you are experienced with this one. Hey. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. Hey! Hard labor because of love of women. The man served, they say, come and serve me again for 7 years. That's the dowry for the girl. Yeah? It's 7 years that somebody uses to finish medical school, you are using to propose to a woman. Hey! You are using to serve your dowry. Maybe that is why some of the men these days, they easily say they want to divorce. But if you serve for 7 years, you will not easily divorce that person. No matter what the person does. That's why, women, you shouldn't make yourself cheap. Don't make yourself cheap. Let the man labor small for you. Let him labor small. Let the man labor for you small. Then you get the man who's walking every day, then you are looking at the man. Won't you propose? Won't you propose? Won't you propose? Hey! Even if you want him and you want him to propose, well, do it in such a way that he will still labor in the proposal. Even you told him, propose. When you propose, well, I won't agree, but I'll agree. Just do something. Let him. Hey! But the first day he saw you, you approved of him. Nothing, even to go and see your father, to see your mother and give them some ring and say, I can't, no, you didn't go and see anybody. No dowry, no knocking, no nothing. Hey. If the man served 7 years for you, either he will make you a slave or he will love you more. That one's when you come. All his frustrations, you see. Esther chapter 2, verse 17. Esther 2, 17. And the king loved Esther above what? Are we reading the Bible? Shall we all read it together? And the king loved Esther. Hallelujah. Above all the women. So the love of women is a kind of love. And often we will say that, oh, it's a love, oh, I love you.
this thing, but it's also somehow a love for the female body. Yeah. It's a love for the female body. Amen. The man loves the female body so that he can enjoy it for enjoyment. And everybody's female body depends on the person. Do you get it? Beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. And the love of women is short-lived. Yeah. That's how you see them. They come for counseling. They get married. The couple get married. Within 2 days, they are quarreling. Short-lived. Short attention span. Hey! That is why a man can have two girlfriends at the same time. The one is short, this one. Wow! I'm in love, I'm anti. I'm in love. Wow. Then another, the same person, he has another girlfriend. Hey! That is why a husband can marry and have another girlfriend. Short attention span. You get it? So it is not able even to retain a man for a long time. And even those who are in it alone, they have struggles within. Is that not so? Yes. They have struggles within and without. They are within, but you can say there's a lot of struggle. I mean, if they had opportunity to go out and come, they will go. They will go. You get it? That's why when they came here, we told you, I take you to be a wedding with their wife. Forsaking all others. They will say, including your mother, including your friend, including them, keep thee only unto thee, so long as you both shall live. That's why you are forced to say that. Because you are not forced to say that. You realize that, hey, and yeah, easy. So those who even keep it, it's by grace that they are in it. You get it? Because if you look at the animal world, it is only a human being animal who keeps it one, who's able to keep to one female. All the others, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you see 200 female sheep, just put 10 goats, 10 he goats, or female goats, 10 he goats, they'll be okay. It will be enough for them. You get it? But, you see, the love of women plus the love of God would make you able to stay. Amen. So just in case you thought this is a way of escape, you lie bad. In case you don't know, let me announce, I said, no way out. No way out. That's why before you go, think. Before you go, you should think that this is the one I want. If you want small buttocks, go and look at the mother and see how the mother is. Because when you look at the person now, the person may be slim, but her mother was once like her. So look at all those things. But even if it happens like that, you get it. Force and be happy. Are you with me? The love of women. You see, this love alone, we have talked that. This love, we've talked that because it's a great love. Women, they are great too. God has blessed us. God has blessed the world with women. Put your hands together for women. But if the love of women was perfect, there would never be any counseling. Every day, you see couples going for counseling. Going for counseling. Why? Because it's not perfect. It's not perfect. Hey. The love of women. It can change.
Even sometimes, this goes also for love of men, if you like. Even sometimes when, let's take the men, when a man's wife dies today, maybe sometimes even during the funeral, he will get... he can spot one and mark the person down that after the mourning, you are the one I'm coming for. Mark and notice. You are this man is crying. When you married, oh, this still woman. And the woman too. If their husband dies, he says, oh, we'll marry again. Let the man come right now. There's this widow in this story whose husband died. When the husband died, she said that she will not marry again. So she was crying. She will marry. Often the women don't marry again, isn't it? Only a few do marry again. After them, maybe they are 90 years. Even if they are 90 years, they will. And they will not even go and marry someone who's 75 or something. They go for 26. They go for 26. This widow, the husband died. She cried and cried and cried and cried and cried. Everybody told her that, oh, okay, so no. Every time she'll go to her husband's graveside, go and cry and things like that. So one day, the lady's pastor had a vision. In the vision, she went to heaven. And when she went to heaven, she met the lady's husband in heaven. Wow. And then the husband told the pastor, when you go, tell my wife that she should stop crying and marry. Wow. And then the man told the girl's husband in heaven that if I tell she will not believe me and I don't think she will marry, I say, don't worry. I have a secret with her. It's only between myself and her. I will tell you. When you tell her that, she will know that I told you that she should marry and that I'm very happy. I'm very happy in heaven. So if she thought that we loved her, so this one is nothing. There's pure love. So, when the man came, he told the lady. The lady said, oh, initially they said no. But when he told the lady the secret, they said, eh. Then after a while, she stopped crying. Not long after, a certain man came and proposed to her. Wow. You see, when she stopped crying, it means that she made herself proposable. So then the man came and proposed to her. Then they got married. Do you know what happened to this woman? She said that the love that she had found in this husband, she never got it from the first man who she thought that because of the man, I will not marry again. She didn't know that there was some love in this world. Hey! Some wives who are listening to this, how they wish. Hey! She didn't know that there was some love. I mean, this first man you married, he never went for holidays with you. But this man kissed, oh, honey, when is your birthday? We're going for holiday. There's a holiday where? Oh, Hawaii. Hey! Let me first ask for Hawaii, but I'm on TV that. On TV, that where is Hawaii? You see, but she didn't know that there is some love that can surpass another love. Amen. So that's why I see some people, they have boyfriend, girlfriend, and another person will see your friend's boyfriend, and then she will come and take your friend's boyfriend. Who said your boyfriend loves more than her boyfriend? You see what I'm saying? So she'll come and break your leg and take your boyfriend. This is what I'm saying. Because boyfriend, oh man. What manner of love is this that I should let it go past me? Amen. So God's love is greater than the love of women. So, brothers, because of women, you can't come to church. Because of women, Because one woman you love, when you come to church, you don't even want to bow. You don't want to do anything. Yeah, because of one man, love of men. Love for women is the same as love of men. One man you love, the man has spoken to you at your head. It's gone. Your father can't talk to you. Your mother can't talk to you. Your father, your pastor can't talk to you. Nobody can talk to you. Hey! It's like if I don't marry her, something will happen to me. And you drink DDT. So, please. Jesus, that's when you come to church and look. You see, don't exchange this love. Don't exchange this love for anything. You get it? Let's say if you're a husband, especially a Christian husband, even if you see anybody and your mind goes or whatever, remember that there is a greater love. And that love shouldn't see God. When you go out of it, what means that you are going out of greater love? You see, when you do certain things, you move out of greater love. And no love can be compared to greater love. And as you lose the greater love, you are losing a lot of things. You are losing your fellowship with God. So your mind, your everything, but you see, when you think of the greater love, they say, okay, I will stay within the greater love. And that is what makes you always be, if you are a man, be with one woman. If you are a woman, be with one man. Are you understand what I'm saying? And if you are not married or you are a Christian sister, that's what makes you want to do the right things and not go out and go and do things. And because you know that this guy who is talking to you, the love of God is greater than that one. You let something happen right now. You say the man will leave you, and because of that man, you don't want to come to church again. This is the love that God has shown to us. And this is the love that this month, it's not this month alone, no. It's just a reminder that we should show it often. It's something we should always give. You get it? So we have the greater love. We have the greater love. Some of you, see, you should be able to use your lifestyle. Have you not been an unbeliever before? You've been an unbeliever before. Had a man proposed to you before? A man has proposed to you before. Did you fall in love?
I had.
You did. But now, I mean, unless you're a proper believer, isn't it? So when you go and you see another sister and a brother has caught him in some court, head to him, corner, and say, then you to say, you have to be able to go and tell them that, look, this thing that you are talking, that you are seeing, it's not greater love. The greater love is what Jesus has given. And inside the greater love, you can find a beloved. Inside the greater love, you can find a husband. And you use it. You use it to witness to people. Use your life. Use your life to witness to people. Yes. Some of you, when you go, you see, you don't want to use your testimonies to talk to people about the love God has shown to you. You don't want to use your testimonies. All of you are sitting here, your faces are so nice, go quiet. And all. Some of you, the things you have done. Hey. When they sing greater love, you should be jumping in the church, right? Something. The things you have done. You have to use your life. And say, look, this, and some of you elderly sisters, tell the younger ones. Yeah. We were grooving in town. Some of these aunties and things you see in church, they have done things before. Guys, they have done things before. When they look at us, young guys, they look at them in a certain way, and they say, well, you, the things you have done, if we bring it to this world, you see that the small boys, the small guys, they've not done anything. They've not done anything. They've done things before. Yeah. They are more funky than you, eh? You know, I mean, what is, I don't want to be, I told you so. You see how they wore their short skirts and they were dancing their high life. Yeah, those days. Today they say our dresses are short. Have you seen the dress they were wearing those days? Shorter than what we wear. And yet, they come and sit down. They look at the small girls. Hey! Hypocrites! hypocrites. Instead of going to tell the young girl that, look, we have been like that before. It didn't take us anywhere. So sometimes if you guys say, do you know, that's why I'm not married. That's why I'm this. That's it. You sit and show love to them. Instead of letting them feel bad and all those things. Show love to them that this is what it is. Amen. Some of you will pray that you never think of your past again. Well, nobody comes to see anything about your past. It will be easy for you. Amen. So the greater love. This is what Jesus has given to us. Whilst we were yet sinners, still in our sins, he loved us. And he has loved us with an everlasting love. And he has drawn us with his loving kindness. Hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for the love of Christ? As for me, I wouldn't talk to any young man or anybody like that without telling you that, look, what you are doing, we've done some before. We didn't see anything in it. It's you who sees this school and you think there's something there. You've come from there. They know. So when you are doing this, they just look at you and see, and that is why sometimes you can see that they want to kill themselves for Jesus. So when we are telling you that there's nothing there, but the real love is the love of Christ. Believe it, oh. Believe it. Because you go, by the time you come, maybe you will not survive. You may go and not survive. Amen. So, how to be born again and avoid hell? When you read it, you can witness to somebody and show you. You see, it's like how you can, some men can rap women more than others. You get it? The same way, if you read this, you can show the love of God more than others. Is that not so? You can show the love of God more than others. So, read it, you know, you have answers. How to witness, how to talk to somebody about Jesus, and it will help. Amen. Powerful. We thank God for showing us love. He showed us love to be born again. And after being born again, too, he still shows us love. He still shows us love. It's not like he stopped showing us love. He still shows us love. We thank you for your mercies. I would say the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Day by day, he shows us mercy. What love is this? What love is this? They say your mother, your girlfriend, but nobody can love you more than Jesus. That's why his words to you must be taken seriously. Amen.